Welcome to the Empowerment Zone with Ramona Houston, where we zone in on Black and Brown relations and our journey to empowering our communities.
Hello, welcome to my podcast. It's May 20th, 2020, and today we have Ms. Crystal Mullen Johnson here with us. She is a mental health counseling provider, and she lives in Birmingham, Alabama. I am so delighted to have Crystal here with us today. As you, many of you know, mental health is an issue that in the African-American and Latinx communities that is kind of taboo, where we don't want to talk about it. We don't want to deal with it. We don't want to address mental health. And so I'm very happy to have her here, especially during this time of COVID-19, which is having a big stress on individuals, families, and communities. But in addition to her work as a mental health counselor, she is also founder of Nurture, a book club that aims to empower women to read, gain knowledge, and connect socially to discuss relevant topics. And as you know, if you follow me on Twitter, I am a big reader. I love to read. So I'm excited about having her and learning more about her book club. She's also involved in various community organizations, and I'll let her tell you more about her work. But I'm just delighted to have her here today because she's also an entrepreneur, and she's just an empowered Black woman. And so we got to get the women, empowered Black women featured on this show to talk about their work and talk about their life. You know, so many times when we talk about our work, we don't talk about the many, many, many steps that it took to get us where we are. And so Crystal is going to talk about her background and her life and her professional and personal evolution. So, Crystal, we are so delighted to have you today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It is a pleasure to be present, to talk to your community. And I'm so happy you and I had an opportunity to connect. I must admit, you vibrated so much great energy the very first time I met you. And that was empowering, just hearing, you know, the great work that you're doing in the community. So thank you again. So yes, I am the CEO, founder of Strive Counseling Services, located in downtown Birmingham, Alabama, but I'm so much more than just that. And definitely I evolved over the years, and my story begins as a Southern girl growing up in Demopolis, Alabama.
Whoa.
Yes, and many people may not have heard of Demopolis, may not ever go.
Sounds like Brownwood, Texas. That's where we're from, a small town.
Yeah, so I grew up next to a railroad track. That's probably why I wake up so early in the morning. There's a conditioning response, right? Mm-hmm. So grew up in the Black Belt. My parents, Charles Mullen and Elaine Mullen, are deceased. And I'll bring the story full circle because my evolution is connected to my parents evolving into the person that I have become over the years. I have a brother, Edward Mullen. He lives in Birmingham, Alabama. My brother Edward has three children, and I have one amazing, amazing 11-year-old compassionate son, Ethan Devon Johnson, and we have a miniature labradoodle, Prince Johnson. I never imagined having a dog, but I'm telling you, Prince has definitely been a blessing, especially during this COVID-19. He has kept us busy, engaged, and just happy. My father was an entrepreneur. He has a very interesting story. My father grew up in Demopolis, but he moved to Brooklyn, New York. And during his years in Brooklyn, New York, he opened a business as a mechanic. He met his first wife there, and they have five children together. So I have five half siblings. After my father divorced her, he invested in during the time he was there, he invested in real estate in New York, in Brooklyn, New York. He moved to Demopolis and he recognized that there was a need. And he felt like there was a need for a mechanic that can work on foreign cars. So he opened a mechanic business there in Demopolis. And I tell you, just watching my dad, you know, manage his business and, you know, being a provider in our household was very inspiring for me. My mother was a social worker. Actually, she was an English teacher and she got her master's later in social work. She graduated from Alabama A&M, and that's my alma mater. I must say that my business was influenced by my mother, like overcoming the grief, dealing with those psychosocial stressors as a Black girl, not even understanding that mental health was an option for me. The only option I knew during that time available was community support, praying about it, not talking about it, sweeping things under the rug, because we didn't want to upset or remind anyone of the trauma that was experienced, you know, in my family. It was a silent issue. And it's interesting because I brought this issue up not long ago with my mother's sister. And during my adult life, we have had more conversations centered around grief than, you know, we had during my childhood years, which was most critical. So I realized it was important to become a healthier person and connect with resources in the community to motivate me to achieve my goals, because life doesn't stop. I mean, we have to continue to live, although we encounter stressors. And, you know, that's what I'm promoting in the community in Birmingham. Okay, so my tagline for my business is building a foundation for a healthier you. Mm-hmm. And that aligns with my values. And my business name, of course, is Strive. And that means to move forward. We have to bounce back after experiencing adversity, right? We can't stop. So I evolved professionally after obtaining my clinical license to practice social work independently in 2017. During that time, I was working for the Birmingham Catholic Diocese. Now, as I developed my business plan, you know, I was greatly influenced by Dr. Smith. Dr. Smith was my interim supervisor at Alabama A&M. He was a private practitioner, but it was impressive because my first placement was like at a community organization. And to see a Black man operate his business efficiently with employees, I was like, this is an option for me. So he greatly influenced me. So I felt stagnant. I'm going to take it back to the diocese. I felt stagnant there. You know, of course you're operating under Catholic principles, and that's okay. It's their organization. I'm fine with that. But also that limits me. There were limitations. There were limitations to me providing information to African Americans that will result in, you know, them receiving adequate treatment. And I say that if I can't talk about birth control, you know, we will continue to see the evolution, you know, of, yes, you know, people having babies and not equipped to take care of them. Yes. Right? There are preventative methods that we should be able to talk about. But, you know, working for someone else, you have to follow their policy procedures. But as an entrepreneur with Strive, I can promote that.
Exactly.
So I decided to start my private practice. And actually, I did that part-time while working with the diocese. I would work after hours, and I worked hard every day. And my clientele grew over the course of 6 months, and I transitioned full-time. So this is 2017. Licensed private practitioner, 2017. Boom and Strive, 2017. So I understood the importance of what community. So I connected with some prominent people in the city of Birmingham that connected me to resources. And that's what this is about, right? Networking. And developed some contracts with behavioral health systems to make sure I can, you know, see individuals that were insured. But also I was interested in seeing those that are not insured, which we recognize that there are barriers to African Americans receiving mental health treatment. And what are one of those barriers? Lack of health care, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No health insurance. Transportation is an issue. But when I was working with clients at the at Catholic Family Services, during those conversations, they would come in and they would tell me, well, my doctor informed me I have depression. I have anxiety, but they didn't understand what that was. You know, it was a label that they did not want to have, and they labeled themselves as crazy. They would always say, I'm not crazy. Or no, they would always say, Am I crazy? No, of course you're not crazy. Let's talk about what anxiety is. So I realized during that time, I've done a lot of education. Okay, yes. So I'm going to integrate this more into my work, because this is going to make me an effective therapist, because your clients need to understand what's happening to them psychologically, mm-hmm. physiologically, biologically, okay? So Strive Counseling Services was founded July 3rd, 2017, and it's rooted in downtown Birmingham, the center of downtown Birmingham. And the focus is on providing therapeutic counseling. And I say therapeutic, when you say mental health, people are least likely to respond.
Yes.
So, you know, we have to, you know, caption or captivate our audience with the appropriate language that they can connect to. And it is very well therapeutic for us to talk to a mental health professional. Okay.
So let me ask you a question. When you talk about, you know, the Black community not really understanding the language of mental health, historically, is there a reason why, you know, Black, you know, as a historian, we know Black folks have been through a lot, right?
Yes.
In terms of just social, economic, political, all the things that we deal with, it appears to me that we would embrace mental health, but we don't, it's a stigma attached to mental health. Do you have any understanding of why historically there's a stigma attached to mental health?
Yes. There's a lot of intergenerational trauma. Mm-hmm. When we think about what Blacks have experienced over the years, my ancestors have experienced. And we, again, we believe to not share, we call them secrets, not to talk about those secrets and to rely on our spirituality, you know, spirituality to draw strength. We spend a lot of time in our spiritual communities. That's where we find our support system. It's problematic for many Black people to share openly, to be transparent about their trauma. We are afraid, and we talked about, you mentioned stigma. Stigma is a judgment. So we don't want to be judged.
That's it.
Yeah. So we don't want to be judged about, you know, the problems that we are experiencing. We believe being silent and dealing with it is one of the best solutions. And it's not. And that's why we see rising numbers of anxiety in our community, depression, and suicide. The statistics are there. According to the Health and Human Services Office of Minority Health, African Americans are 10% more likely to experience psychological distress. So definitely having a mental illness increases that rate of suicide. But when we connect to mental health organizations or private practitioners or gain access to literature that can help promote mental health well-being, it reduces our chances. of committing suicide, right? And increases our chances of the likelihood of receiving treatment.
So a lot of people, so what you're saying is a lot of people look at mental health, a lot of, I'm specifically talking about the Black community, excuse me, that it's best to remain silent because we don't want to be judged. But also if we feel like we have problems, then it's because we're not strong enough. That we just need the Lord to get us through to build our strength, right?
Yeah, we believe, because our belief systems are distorted in some ways, right? We believe we have to wear this cape. And it's okay not to be okay. It's okay to acknowledge you are not okay. And stigmas can be totally misguided. They are harmful and create shame, as I mentioned. And when you're shamed, you're least likely to initiate talking to a therapist. You know, support groups are great. And that's why I like platforms like this. If I can't get a client in my office, guess what? They have the information that's delivered in on a platform that they're comfortable connecting with. So it is my social responsibility to, you know, provide mental health awareness information in our community. And I would like to talk more about that. Strive is focused on providing community education through psychotherapy learning sessions and webinars. I do host those. I think, again, that's another platform to connect people to mental health awareness. And I launched a community mental health awareness initiative in 2019 to promote mental health and wellness. So this initiative provides awareness to reduce mental health stigma, and that's what you were just talking about. So the learning sessions are hosted downtown, central location, I believe in a central accessible location where people can walk to. Homeless people were attracted to those sessions, which is important to me because that's the population that definitely should be reached. The sessions are free, and these learning sessions educate participants about depression, grief, anxiety. How does mental health and health coincide? You know, what are some of the signs and symptoms to look for? I talk about anger management, conflict resolution. I mean, it is just a great place to gain awareness about some prevalent issues that we are facing in the African American community that debilitates us, that impairs our ability to develop healthy relationships or even sustain them.
This is great. And as you know, I'm a social responsibility, social impact strategist. So it's great to hear about your work in social responsibility and how you look at education as a big way to fulfill your social responsibility efforts. Right.
Well, to take it a step further, you know, it's also my social responsibility to connect people to affordable resources. And I talked about the education about mental health awareness, but, you know, I also mentioned earlier during our conversation, there are people that don't have health care, behavioral health coverage. So I take the initiative to help them identify affordable health care, mental health services in the city of Birmingham. There are nonprofit organizations that see people on a sliding scale, or you may not have to pay anything at all. That is just as important as people coming to see me at Strive, you know, because again, being a private practitioner, I do take, you know, primarily clients that have insurance, but my way to stay connected to my community is to get from behind the desk, provide this education, and help people get connected with viable sources in the community. Now, it's critical, and I think this is very important, because we have an African-American mayor in the city of Birmingham and a African-American district of attorney, they both promote this cause, okay? They support Strive. And, you know, mental health awareness is something that the city promotes overall because we recognize that, you know, it's problematic. It's problematic. So it's my social responsibility to make sure I maintain these partnerships. Partnerships are critical. And I also do that. I have relationships with radio shows, and also I have the opportunity of sharing this information or mental health awareness information on those platforms as well.
Well, this is great. I'm so glad that you shared all this information with us because it is so important for our audience who most of them live outside of Birmingham to understand what mental health is and have awareness about it, but also to know that there are organizations that exist that can assist them in terms of dealing with their mental health. And so I'm glad you educated our audience that, hey, there are organizations, community organizations that you can go to for help, and that there are some that have sliding scales and some that will just offer the services complimentary. So, because you cannot go and get what you don't know exists.
Correct. Yes, absolutely. Well said. You can't. And there are people like me, practitioners that guide individuals in connecting to resources that are professional services and useful and helpful. I think all of that is important. All of that is important. Yes.
And I'm so glad you also gave us your personal story and how influential your father was to your professional growth and development, as well as, I think you said Dr. Williams.
Dr. Smith.
Thank you. Dr. Mm-hmm. Smith at UAB, University of Birmingham. University of Alabama at Birmingham.
No, University of Alabama, A&M University.
Alabama A&M University.
Yeah.
Thank you for that correction.
That's okay. And also, just to speak briefly about my book club, reading is important, you know, and as Blacks, you know, that's an area that we struggle with, some struggle with. So I wanted to promote, you know, or encourage Black women to read, and not read any book, but read with a community of people where you can have stimulating conversations, where you can have a support group, where we can empower each other. There's diversity in my book club, and, you know, professionals. So it's a great opportunity to connect each other to resources where we can help and support others to, again, you know, provide outreach work in our community, because we have nurse practitioners, we have medical doctors, so all of us can work together. And one of the most recent books that we read is Silent Seasons by Heather Lindsay. I'm not sure if you're familiar
with
her.
No, I'm not familiar.
Okay, she's a Christian author, and it was the perfect time to read this book. This was during that COVID, when COVID-19, you know, was announced, you know, it became a pandemic and social distancing became a priority for us. And, you know, that stay at home order was put in place. And a lot of people were having a difficult time. Some people are still struggling. We have seen rising numbers of anxiety and stress, but Silent Seasons was really beneficial. And right now we are reading Running on Empty. And many of us are running on empty, stressed out, not finding self-care time. Self-care is critical. And that also helps promote mental health wellness. So, again, this support group is to empower each other, a place to express your emotions in a safe environment. Again, I would like to reiterate that, because we have been taught to suppress and not talk about our issues because we're ashamed. We don't want to talk about the struggles in our marriage because we are embarrassed mm-hmm. about it. Mm-hmm. We don't want to talk about, you know, we aren't fulfilled on our jobs because we want everybody to believe we're happy. And we don't want to talk about how difficult parenting can be, mm-hmm. but it's okay. It's okay to acknowledge that in a safe environment with women that can truly contribute support and love and extend that compassion and empathy.
Well, I'm so happy to hear about the success of the book club and how it's a safe space, you know, that you can use this book to catapult conversation with each other and support one another in the conversations and not be ashamed about just talking about anything women want to talk about. And so I'm so happy to hear about that. Well, I am happy that you joined me. I can't believe that the time went by so fast.
This has been a great discussion.
Yes, I thoroughly enjoyed talking to you and learning more about you personally as well as professionally. If our audience wants to get in touch with you or learn more about your work, how would they find you? Could you share your website and your social media and just give them some information in case they want to be in contact with you?
Absolutely. So please reach out to me if you want more information about Stride. My number is 205-721-9893. My website is www.strivebhm.com. You can find me on social media on Instagram at strive_C. And on Facebook, you can find me at strivebhm. So please follow me on my social media platforms. I'm always hosting webinars, or there's some information that I'm sharing. I'm very consistent about outputting information that promotes mental health awareness. So you may connect to some of the information that I'm sharing on my platforms. But I hope that you are focused on maintaining your emotional and mental health. Like I said, it is my goal to empower the community to collaborate to improve mental health awareness. And I empower you, those that are striving for success, to develop a plan, to focus on a plan, and confidently implement your plan. So thank you so much for this platform.
Thank you so much. Thank you to Ms. Crystal Mullen Johnson, mental health professional, for joining us today. I'm so thrilled to have you. And will you come back? Because we can go on and on and talk about other topics as well that are related to mental health.
I would love to come back. And if you have a topic that you would like for me to address with your audience, I'm happy to do that. So I look forward to the opportunity.
Thank you. And feel free to reach out if there's some issue that is going on in the community that you want to discuss. Feel free to reach out and we can have that conversation if it's something specific that, like, you know, COVID. We really didn't delve into COVID like we need to. So maybe that can be something we can come back and talk about.
Let's do that. So let's stay in touch and organize for me to return to have that conversation with you.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Make your day beautiful.
Will do. And you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
A special thank you to the incredible team of the Empowerment Zone. Terry Ungully, theme song. NADWORKS, digital support. And, of course, our featured guest.